This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I haven't talked to anyone in so long.
We will rise up to the top. They will never bring us down. We won't fade into the night. Allah help us.
January 30th. It's been almost 10 days. 10 days since a part of me died. And my problems are just piling up now. I have to pay off debts. And now begins the dreaded discussions regarding who's getting dad's things. And I've never ever heard a story where this part of life goes smoothly. What about me though? What can I say? I've been trying. I have. I've been trying to rebuild myself by keeping on top of my prayers. Like reading the Quran, making dua, but I don't feel any different. And I know that's not their purpose, but it would be nice to feel a little something, you know, like anything, to show that things are going to be okay and that there is light at the end of the tunnel. I remember a long time ago, in a lecture, the speaker said that just because you're suffering in this world doesn't mean you're being punished. But I'm losing money. I have no hope. I have to deal with difficult people, and I'm struggling to get back to normal life. I'm struggling to get my life back. How is this not a punishment?
It's understandable, Brother Adam, why you feel like that. When any wound is still raw, it's so easy to slip into a mindset that says, how could this not be a punishment? And like you said, it's a very paralyzing thought. But bro, I promise you, it's not as black and white as that. And punishment is not always the default case. And you know what the good news is? That's not even my opinion. That's not even the opinion of the speaker whom you heard speaking at that lecture. Those are the words of a person whom I know you hold dear, a man who was connected to the heavens through revelation. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was once asked explicitly, leaving no room for doubt, أَيُّ النَّاسِ أَشَدُّ بَلَاءً? Who are those who are tested the most? Who are they? What did he say? A disbeliever or an alcoholic or a hypocrite? He said, Al-Anbiya, the prophets, ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ فَالْأَمْثَلْ, then those who most resemble them, then those who resemble them the most. Then he said, يُبْتَلَى الرَّجُلُ عَلَى حَسْبِ دِينِهِ فَإِنْ كَانَ فِي دِينِهِ صَلَابَ اِشْتَدَّ الْبَلَاء. A person is tested according to his religious commitment. If his religion is strong, the test increases. وَإِنْ كَانَ فِي دِينِهِ رِقَّةٌ إِبْتَلَاهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ حَسْبِ دِينِهِ. But if his religion is fragile, he will be tested accordingly. What is the fruit of all of this? He goes on to conclude and says, فَمَا يَبْرَحَ الْبَلَاءُ بِالْعَبْدِ حَتَّى يَمْشِي عَلَى الْأَرْضِ وَمَا عَلَيْهِ خَطِيئَةٌ. And a person will continue to be tested until he ends up walking on the earth carrying no sin to his name. I never forget the ordeals of Prophet Musa, Brother Adam. The things that he went through in the making of him as a prophet. He had no idea of the wisdoms behind the back-to-back sufferings that he was enduring. For starters, Adam, Musa was born with a death warrant to his name, because in the law of the Pharaoh of Egypt, every male baby deserved execution and was separated from the arms of his mother. And the mother of Musa felt compelled to put him inside of a box, as you know, to lower him in the river Nile, which would then find its way to the palace of the Pharaoh himself. Later on, Prophet Musa would accidentally claim the life of a man, would flee Egypt in fear, because he was now informed, and this for the second time in his life, that his life was at risk. Imagine, behind him, authorities that want him dead, ahead of him, a completely bleak and unknown future. Doesn't even stop there though, does it? Musa would experience tremendous fatigue, starvation as he fled Egypt. Then he would work as a laborer for 10 straight years after having come out from the palace of a king. That's not easy. And then afterwards, he would set off with his wife, walking towards a completely unknown future. And up until his very first conversation with Allah, Musa had no idea why all of this was happening to him. But now as he hears Allah speaking to him for the first time, it all makes sense. As he hears Allah saying to him, وَاصْطَنَعْتُكَ لِنَفْسِي, I have prepared you for myself. Assume the best of Allah, Brother Adam, and hope that he is also preparing you for himself, and Allah will be as you expect of him. Adam bro, allow me to share with you a very simple formula. If your testing circumstance has pushed you, God forbid, further away from Allah and Islam, then I agree with you, we gotta worry. I may be in the thick of a punishment, you may say. If, however, the trial has brought you closer to Allah and you're a noticeably better person, closer to your religion, then, and that is the case with yourself, see it as a mighty sign, inshallah, of your nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a sign of your growth as a Muslim. Brothers and sisters, during his life, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was exposed to every possible dimension of tribulation. Do you know why that is? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give him from every dimension of happiness in the hereafter. He himself once said, "Inna 'idhama al-jaza'i ma'a 'idhami al-bala'." The mightiness of a reward is directly connected to the mightiness of a test. And then he said, "وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا أَحَبَّ قَوْمًا ابْتَلَاهُ." And whenever Allah loves a people, he tests them. فَمَنْ رَضِيَ فَلَهُ الرِّضَى وَمَنْ سَخِطَ فَلَهُ السُّخْطُ. So whoever is content will be given contentment, and whoever is displeased will earn displeasure. Are you suffering? Are you wondering what path you've been put on? Are you wondering who you are in the eyes of Allah in the middle of your trial? I say to you, as the predecessors, they say, مَنْ أُصِيبَ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْبَلَاءِ فَقَدْ سُلِكَ بِهِ طَرِيقُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. Whoever is afflicted with a trial has been placed upon the path of the prophets.
When I realized how much my article had impacted Adam, and how many are suffering just like him, it inspired us to start this series and help many more like Adam. I invite you to benefit from the complete series available on onlinemasjid.islam21c.com.